Welcome to Current Situations on BBS Radio. It's your girl, Noelle Jones, with my beautiful co-host, Renee Reeves. Hi, Renee.
Hi, Noelle. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. I want to know, what's your situation? Now, today we're doing something different. We're going to do an hour of all talk. And I want to talk about a trending current situation, which is the Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj beef. Renee, what do you think about that, girl?
I have been hearing so much about this beef within the last couple of days, and I think it's, personally, I just always think when it comes to the entertainment business, it's all publicity. Like, that's all it's about, and at the end of the day, it's always about the dollar. So I realize there probably is some personal beef between them because of their history, but
well, let's give some backstory to some of our listeners that don't really know what's going on. You know, Remy Ma currently released a diss track going after Nicki, talking about her fake rear end, and I heard the song, and actually I like the song. Have you heard the song?
Yes, Renee? I have heard the song. I actually YouTubed it after hearing so much about it and seeing so much about it. I believe it's called Sheether.
Sheether, exactly.
Sheether. So if you haven't heard it, you can go to YouTube and look up Sheether, and you will see her diss track for Nicki Minaj.
And I would love to know your comments and your opinions. Call in live at 888-627-6008. And keep those emails coming at currentsituations@yahoo.com. So I looked up an article on Rolling Stone about it, and they were saying that this dude has been going back for 10 years. And some are even suggesting that the two were lovers. I don't know if you've heard
that.
Well,
allegedly, there is a video. There is a video that allegedly was supposed to be Nicki Minaj back in the day saying that she had a relationship with Remy Ma. And it's a stud girl. It hasn't been authenticized, so we don't know for sure if it was Nicki Minaj. I saw the video, and it does resemble Nicki.
Really?
It does resemble her, but I'm not exactly sure if it's been said that it is actually her. And inside that video, the woman claims to have a relationship with Remy. And that, you know, claiming that she, well, her words exactly was that she ate the box. And
wow.
Now Remy has been acting funny towards her and not taking her calls. And so the girl inside the video, who is supposed to be Nicki Minaj, is highly upset behind that and is going in on Remy saying, you know, if she was in the other situation, she wouldn't have did her like that. And they had an ongoing sexual relationship.
Right.
That's the video you're talking about. I did see that video.
Okay. Right. That's the video that I was referring to. And if it's all publicity, I just wish that it wasn't done in such a negative way. Why do females have to hate on each other, you know, to shine? We have to put one another down to shine. I think that they should come together and maybe try to do something together. That's what makes me wonder if it's personal, is it publicity, what is going on? And I also know that Remy's coming out with a second diss track called Child's Play. And that's going to have Lil' Kim and your girl Cardi B on it. And it's going to resemble, like, the Ladies' Night video that she did back in the day. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I mean, there is some great music coming up out of this.
Well, I think, personally, I think the diss track is exactly what it is. It's a diss track. It's not necessarily something I would be playing or vibe into.
Right.
Like, inside, you know, a club atmosphere or a party atmosphere. But as far as bars and going in on a personal level, like, yeah, Remy did that, you know. But I think we're dealing with two different type of artists here. You know, I'm a big Nicki appreciator. I always say that, you know, I'm no one's fan. I appreciate their music and stuff like that. But I think that Nicki's in a different category now. Nicki Minaj is a entertainer. She's kind
true
of
that,
giving up
true that.
Yeah, I think she's moved beyond just being a rapper.
She's a brand in herself.
She's a businesswoman.
Yes.
And you know, Remy isn't quite on her level. I hate to say that, Remy. I don't want no beef, you know, because with the business and all that. You know, please don't come after me. But to keep it real, like, I don't think that Remy is on Nikki's level as far as being business-minded. And to kind of further go further into that, I don't know if you had already established that, but I read somewhere that Nikki said that she's not even going to respond to the diss track.
Right, right. I haven't heard anything from Nikki's camp either. I've seen a couple of memes out, but I don't know if Nikki, you know, personally put that meme out.
Right.
That one, shots were fired. You know what's what I'm talking about?
Well, I mean, it's been crucial since the diss track came out and everybody's choosing sides.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people are choosing Remy's side on this, you know.
They are.
I'm getting a lot of Remy fans coming out or whatever inside my timeline, inside my social media. But I don't know. I'm just a big Nikki appreciator. I really appreciate Nikki's hustle. I appreciate the way she came out. I value her as an entertainer. And I think Remy is just doing what Nikki did in the beginning. You know, whoever's hot, you come after them. And now it's the opposite. You know, Nikki did it when Remy was hot. You feel me? Apparently, according to this video, and now Remy's doing the same thing to get back on track. I ain't mad at it. You feel me?
I'm not mad at either one of them, actually.
Right. Listeners, you got to come for the throne. You feel me?
That's right.
Where
at
the bottom, you come for the person that's at the top. So big ups to Remy for that. You feel me? Because she's going to be causing a lot of controversy with this. But it can only accelerate her career where Nikki doesn't really have not much to lose. She's already on top of her game. So Remy is doing the smart thing business-wise, you know, coming for the queen of rap right now, and that's Nikki. At the end of the day, that's what it is. It's Nikki. Nikki's the queen right now. So big ups to Remy for coming at Nikki, you feel me, because I think it's going to help her career.
Exactly. Listeners, I want to know your opinions. Call in live, 888-627-6008. But I'm definitely looking forward to the second diss track with Cardi B. Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
I love Cardi. I love Lil' Kim. I love Remy, you know, but they're no Nikki.
No, they're no Nikki. No, they're no Nikki. So moving on, moving forward, we're going to go.
Before we move forward, I just wanted to know, like, are you familiar with Nicki Minaj and her come up video and so on and so forth? Because I was talking to a few people and a lot of people they're debating. I want to know what I have a question about is that Remy's questioning the fact that Nikki doesn't write her own raps.
Exactly.
Okay? I just wanted to touch on this before we move on.
Okay.
So I was just wondering if, personally, are you familiar with Nikki and the come up video and all that, or like originally how she got started?
No, I just assume, I'm probably sure like everybody else, that Lil Wayne put her on. I mean, I don't know. And then I also did hear that Safari wrote a lot of her lyrics and that he basically created her. So I don't know. I don't know if Safari had a lot to do with her career, her early career or not. Enlighten us. Enlighten me. Because I know that you're definitely a big Nicki Minaj follower.
I am, and I've been a following her from the beginning.
Yes,
so
I do. I know
that. It's not like
this.
I just kind of hopped on the Nikki bandwagon now that she's popular and that she's mainstream. I really do enjoy the old Nikki. Like, you know, she's a lot more raw, a lot more street, a lot more uncut. But obviously in the entertainment industry, you have to gravitate to a broader audience.
Right.
And that's when I think that we kind of got into the new Nikki, where you have a lot more of the flamboyant outfits and the persona and the different aspects of Nikki. But the Onika, which is who you more got raw off of the Come Up video. So originally, Nicki was involved with Safari, and I believe that he did have a lot to do with her early career. You know, I mean, they were involved in a relationship.
Yes.
He contributed a lot to the raps and so on and so forth. And anytime you have somebody in your background helping you, you know, they do support you. You know, if you have a husband, a mother, a sister, a cousin, anyone in your life, they support you. So you might come in and have a rap or whatever, and they say, oh, no, change this part, or you should do this or do that. I don't necessarily feel like that's creating this person, but it does help. So, yes, but originally the Come Up video was Nicki, something that she did on her own, which was what got the attention of Lil Wayne. He actually saw her inside this Come Up video and said, oh, wow, you know, she got bars. You know, she's talented, she's attractive, this is something I can work with. So that's how Wayne actually found her. But she was already rapping, she was already had this Come Up video that she had produced mainly by herself, which is one of the reasons why.
Plastic surgery. What do you think? I mean, because since that video has first been released to the Nicki that we see now, are there any obvious differences that you're aware of?
Yeah, obviously she already had, at this time, during that time, she had already had, like, breast implants at that time. And she made it, or she's always kept it. This is another thing that I've always respected about Nicki. She's always kept it 100, that she has breast implants, that she's had her butt done, that she's had plastic surgery. She never tried to hide it or, you know, deny it. You know, it's an obvious difference between the old Nicki and the new Nicki. And she's always kind of, like, blasted it, like, In the Come Up video, you know, she refers to things like boobs and bamboos, you know, and stuff like that. So the old Nicki is a lot more street. But when you're dealing with the entertainment industry, I think you have to evolve into a mainstream artist and a mainstream
entertainer.
So I think she's done an exceptional job.
Like,
of that.
I think,
in order,
you know,
we're talking
Beyonce
about Nicki
has done the same thing as well, went mainstream when she first came out with Destiny's Child. You know, her lyrics were more street and more hood and more
homegrown, basically.
Yes.
And then, you know, as they get older and they live a different type of lifestyle, obviously their lifestyle is going to change, you know? So you're going to get a different artist than what you had originally. So,
just the environment,
like I said, now we're dealing with
Nicki's
net worth, I believe, is like $10
million. Yeah.
And Remy's is like $500,000. So
exactly.
We're talking about two different, completely different levels of a musician. But I would like for everybody that has something to say about Nicki to please do your homework a little bit and review the Come Up video, because you're going to really see the old Nicki, and you'll notice that she has a lot of the same type of characteristics in her flow. The metaphors, the punchlines, some of the style is still the same. Yes, she has evolved, but you'll notice that the bass is still there. So a lot of people that are chiming in on the whole Nicki Remy beat, please really do your homework and check out the Come Up video, because you're going to see that a lot of Nicki's style is still the same. She really hasn't changed that much. As far as the way that she raps, she had a lot of I think one of her lines inside of it that she used in one of her mainstream songs that she used from the Come Up video was, they pressing me like button downs on a Friday night.
Hey,
that was originally from the Come Up video.
Okay.
So you see a lot of the same Nicki style inside that video that she uses today. So I just want
everybody
to check that out.
Oh, I'm definitely going to have to check that out. The Come Up video. Definitely. Listeners, I want to know what you think about it. Call in live, 888-627-6008. So, Renee, did you have anything else you wanted to say regarding this beast?
No, I'm patiently waiting. I would like to see Nicki do a comeback. Are you feeling me? I would like to see her clap back. But in all reality, I don't think she has to.
She doesn't have to, but I would love to hear it.
I would love to hear it as well. No? I think we're waiting. Everybody's waiting to see what she's going to do.
Okay. Now, I'm going to get into our first email. And it's coming from Keith from Linwood, California. He says, ladies, please help me with my current situation. I am a gay man in love with my male best friend. He is 100% heterosexual, and we have been homies for over 3 years now. He has no idea how I feel about him or my sexual preference. What should I do? I don't want to scare him away. Oh, wow. Well, thanks, Keith. Thank you so much for writing in.
For writing in, Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Keith. Well, I think since you guys have been friends for over 3 years, you guys are close. And my main thing is, first of all, Keith, do not hit on this man. First of all, don't hit on him. I think you should discuss maybe your sexual preference with him. Let him know that you are a gay man. And if he still wants to continue being your friend, fine. But I don't think your sexual preference should have anything to do with your friendship. But if he's heterosexual and you're gay, please don't hit on him. Just have the conversation about your sexuality. Be open and let him choose if he wants to be your friend or not. And I don't think he'll be that shallow just because of your sexual preference to stop being your homeboy. What do you think, Renee?
This is kind of throwing me for a loop because I don't really understand how you could hide something like that from someone that you're supposed to be so close to for 3 years.
I guess hence that term down low. I said hence that term down low.
Right. So I'm a little skeptical on this. I don't completely agree with you, Noelle. I think that if he's going to come clean, he might as well just kind of get it all out the way now. Because I don't know how you can have a friendly relationship with someone that you're in love with. So I don't think you're being true to yourself. And I'm a very true to yourself type person, Keith. Like, I think you should be true to yourself. Own who you are, accept who you are, and anyone, friend, cousin, mom, dad, who can't accept it, they don't need to be a part of your life. I think you should stop hiding who you are and how you feel. So my opinion would be, let it all out. Be true to yourself. And if someone can't handle it or doesn't agree with it, then you need to let them go.
So you're a jump-in type of gal, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I'm very out there, you know?
Like baby steps, like, whoa, hold up, dude. You were in love with me? I didn't even know you were gay. I think that he should just acknowledge the fact that he's gay to his best friend first. I really do.
I mean, like, it depends, you know? It depends on how you feel. You have two different opinions about how you should take it. But both of us agree that you should talk to him about your sexual preference.
Exactly.
And my thing is this, like, I don't feel, especially inside of relationships, that you should have to hide who you are. You know?
Exactly,
like,
right.
You shouldn't have to hide who you are and what you prefer and who you are to someone that you're close to. And if they can't handle it and they don't want to be involved with them, they shouldn't be in your life because they're not accepting you for who you are. So
exactly.
I totally agree with you. All out the way now. Why introduce something and just only give a little bit of it? You know, now, okay, let's say his friend accepts the fact that he, you know, it might take him a minute and he goes over it and decides how he feels and he says, okay, you know, you kept this from me, but I'm able to get over that. And then what, he waits 6 months and says,
no,
but I'm in love with
you? No, then he can see, like, his friend's reaction. What the next step is going to be. Because his friend might flip out. Like, oh, my God, you've been around me all this time. You've been checking me out. And, you know, some men are very, very, like, masculine. And I don't know. Keith, I hope you're listening.
That's very touchy. You know how your friend is, and I think I agree with Gidget. I'm sorry, Noelle. I agree
hey.
With her. As far as you know his reaction, if you think he's going to flip out and maybe, you know, want to fight or something, then maybe you should introduce it slowly. But I always feel as though just it's like taking off a Band-Aid, you know? If you take it off slow, it hurts more. Sometimes you have to just get in there and just snatch it off to get it over with. And, you know, that's the way that I usually tend to deal with situations. I'm more of a Band-Aid snatcher, you know? Like, I know it's going to hurt, but I'd rather just get it in and just get it over with. So,
and me, I peel it. Whatever works, right?
Whatever works, but come clean. I think be true to yourself. That's always my advice to everyone. Be true to yourself because no one's going to love you until you love yourself first.
Exactly.
And in order to love yourself first, you have to accept who you are, who you are. So just be true to yourself, and I'm sure you'll find the right answer.
Thank you so much. So, Keith, I hope that helps. Our next situation is coming from Michelle from Mesa, Arizona. I listen to your show every other Wednesday, and I must admit it is my new guilty pleasure. Can you lovely ladies please help me with my current situation? Me and my boyfriend have been together for over 5 years and just recently got engaged. Well, the other day, congratulations. Well, the other day, I had a weak moment and slept with my ex-boyfriend from college. The sex was amazing. In fact, since then, all I can think about is my ex. What should I do? Do I tell my fiance, yay or nay?
Nay.
Okay. And I say yay. Of course you have to tell your fiance. You do not want to go into a new life with him with lies and secrets.
Ooh, that's going to be ugly.
Oh, it's going to be ugly, but she has to tell him the truth, and they have to work through it. What if he finds out after they're married?
Well, they're already married. It's kind of like what happens at the bachelor party.
They've been together for 5 years. He's her fiance. They're not married yet. Because she's like, what should I do? Should I tell my fiance? And I tell her, yay.
I think the bigger issue is that you enjoyed it and you're still thinking of this man.
Oh, that's a whole other issue right there.
Right. I think that's the main issue. Whether or not you tell your fiance is kind of like sketchy. You know, like it's something you can keep to yourself. And then once you get married, you know, you just kind of have a new start, a fresh start. I think that's what marriage is. I think it's a fresh start to be monogamous, you know, and I think it's more important to be monogamous inside of your marriage than it is when you're dating. That's the whole point of getting married, is making that commitment to be monogamous. So I think this is something that you could keep to yourself if it was a last fling type thing. But what bothers me is that it doesn't sound like it's a last fling type thing to me. It sounds like this is something that you might want to do again.
Exactly.
So that's the issue that you should be kind of concerning yourself. Are you ready for marriage? Are you ready to commit yourself? Are you ready to be monogamous with this person? Because obviously if you tell your fiance, that's going to cause somewhat of a situation, and he's more than likely going to cancel the wedding.
Exactly.
I think you need to decide what you want. If it's a long, if it was just a fling and you're done with it and you're ready to move on, I say keep it a secret and just start all over and act like it never happened. But I think you need to consider whether or not you're ready for marriage. It doesn't sound like to me that you are, personally.
It doesn't sound to me like she is either, Michelle. You really need to think about it. And she does mention that. That's all she's doing is thinking about her ex. The sex was amazing.
Amazing. Like, people don't use that adjective unless it was really, really good.
And they're all in caps, too.
What? Uh-oh. Caps lock amazing?
Yes.
Girl?
Yes. Well, girl. Michelle, hey, I suggest that you tell your fiance and see if you guys can move forward. And my girl says, what do you say, Renee?
I'll say nay if you want to hold on to the relationship and actually get married.
I just think it's just opening up a can of worms, actually. Like, if he finds out after the fact,
I don't know. You kind of get you kind of get
start fresh and start new.
Ooh.
I don't know. The guilt probably would just eat me up. Like, I don't know. So I hope that helps, Michelle.
Michelle. You kind of. I think we're kind of getting the yin and yang today. Like,
I know.
I'm sorry, we're not today. You're getting the bad and the good today, so it's kind of like you guys.
And that's why it's two of us.
Which one fits your personality?
Exactly, and your lifestyle. Okay, moving on. This is coming from Lindsay from Los Angeles. Ladies, I am recently divorced after being married for 17 years. During that time, my husband treated me like a queen. To be honest, I initiated the divorce because I had a secret drug problem that no one knew about well except my dealer. I lied to my husband, cheated on my husband, all to feed my habit, and eventually ran us into the poorhouse. During the divorce proceedings, I went to rehab and got clean. Now that I am divorced and clean, I want him back. Any suggestions on how to get him back? Wow, this is deep, Lindsay. And thanks so much for writing in. Wow.
Right, that's very personal.
Very personal. And I know this, I'm so, congratulations on being clean, sweetheart. Congratulations on going to rehab. I'm so glad that you decided to get clean and that you have your sobriety. Now, how to get your husband back, I don't know. Renee, I'm going to let you start with this one.
Well, this is kind of a hard subject because you're dealing with someone else and their emotions. I really respect the fact that you're really owning the situation, that you're owning that you were the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You were the reason why that you guys didn't work out. And I think that he would respect that as well. The only thing that I can do is suggest is that you come to him and you tell him that you own it. You own the problem. You own that you were the issue and that you love him and that you would really like to make things work and you know why and where and how everything went wrong in your relationship. If it hasn't been severed to the point where he doesn't want anything to do with you, then he'll accept you back if he loves you enough to do it. And if not, you kind of have to respect it and say, understand that he might just be so hurt that he can't do that. So I always say just come clean to him, express to him how you feel, and hopefully, being that that's what you want and that he treated you so well, I hope that he has enough understanding and empathy that he gives you another chance.
So do I. That was wonderful advice, Renee. And I totally agree with you 100%. Yes, Lindsay, you do need to talk to your husband and your ex-husband, and you do just need to come clean. So I totally agree with what Renee said on this one. Listeners, I would love to know your current situation. Call in live, 888-627-6008. Oh, wow. That is such a sad. You know, drugs really have damaged a lot of relationships and torn up a lot of families. So, Lindsay, I'm so glad you're clean, and I wish the best to you, sweetheart.
Same here. I hope it all works out for you. But at the end of the day, even if he doesn't accept you back, there's someone else out there for you. And
definitely,
your sobriety and your new life is what's most important. And you have that to look forward to. So even if things don't work out with him, I can almost guarantee that you're in a much better place for yourself, and I'm pretty sure everything will work out for you. So good luck, sweetheart, and I'm praying that everything works out for you. I really appreciate the fact that, like I said, that she was able to own her issue, and I think that we all have a problem doing that.
And I also love the fact that she went to rehab, you know, and did seek help. And I just know that her life is definitely going to change for the better. Our next question is Shawnee from Los Angeles, California. This is for Renee. Okay, I'm a single lady with my own car, house, job. I don't need financial assistance from anyone. I recently met a fantastic young man, and he treats me like no other man has ever treated me before. When we first met, he was a doughboy, in and out of trap houses, etc., which I must admit excite me. Now that he has a regular job, I find him boring and square. His job requires him to wear a suit. That's what she has in quotation marks. Plus, he is homer. Now he gets on my last nerve. What should I do? Oh, wow.
What's her name?
Her name is Shawnee.
Shawnee, girl. I hate to say this. I love our audience.
I love our audience.
Shawnee, I love you, okay? Girl, but you sound crazy. Okay? You sound crazy. Like, I understand that that's what attracted you to him. And if you care about him, you should want him to see him get out of that lifestyle. So you're talking about this is boring and you're bored with him and it's not fun. Okay, we'll move on to the next doughboy. That's still doing that type of lifestyle. But I think that if he's changed his lifestyle, I think he probably has done that for you. You know, you say you're a responsible woman. You have a car, a home, a job. You know, more than likely he saw that in you. And he cares about you and he wants to be around for you. He's there with you and he wants to be there for you. So to say you sound bored or whatever, that just sounds a little crazy to me. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for the thug guys. I love me some D-boys. I love me a hustler. I love all that. But if I'm involved with someone and I see them changing their life and I care about them, I'm going to want to see them on a better track. So, girl, get it together.
Really? Shawnee. I mean, this man, and you say that he's treated you better than any other man has treated you before. I mean, that is rare. And then just the simple fact that he changed his lifestyle over. I mean, Shawnee, you really need to think about that. This man is on a great path, and you should be supporting him down that path. And maybe you're bored within yourself, too, because it looks like she was trying to get excitement through him, huh, Renee?
Yeah, and I think that's a little selfish because at the end of the day, you know, what would happen if this man went to jail and ended up having to do a long sentence and he's going to be away from you? Yeah, it's all fun and games while he's on the street and the lifestyle is exciting, but the consequences of him getting caught and going to jail, you're going to be without him. So do you really want to take that chance? Like, I don't think so if you're saying that this man treats you well.
On this subject, Shawnee, sweetheart, you are not the only one that loves a doughboy. Let's just get that clear. But what is the fascination with it? Listeners, I want to know. Call in live, 888-627-6008. Because I know a lot of girls that would be like, oh, no, he got to be a roughneck. You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of females, you know, they don't want a man that works a 9-to-5. You know, some women are really into that lifestyle. They're into that fast cash. They're into that fast money. They see all the materialistic things. They see the flashy rings, the flashy cars. You know what I'm saying? So, listeners, please call in. I would love to know your comments on this situation. 888-627-6008.
My thing is this, Noelle. You can't expect somebody to do something that you're not willing to do yourself.
Exactly.
And basically, if you're not willing to get you a sack and get out there and hustle and be a D-girl, you know, why would you want your spouse to do the same thing? So if you're really that bored, I mean, I hate to give you bad advice, but do it yourself. If you really want that type of lifestyle and that's who you want to be and you want to live, do it yourself, because you wouldn't want to ask him to go back to this type of lifestyle. And God forbid he ends up getting killed or going to jail for a long period of time. That's just horrible. I think you should. I don't think you really thought about the long-term aspects of it. And I really think that you should really sit down and think about what you're saying, because it just really sounds a little messed up, girl. Like,
it does, and it sounds selfish. So, Sonny, I hope that was some advice that you could use. Oh, my goodness. I love our audience. They're wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Sonny.
Thank you, because you're right, though. You're right, Noelle. You got a lot of women like that. We have this society that the women want a rude boy.
Mm-hmm. They do. Okay. Our next one is coming from Rachel from Riverside. Ladies, I came across the show on iTunes. I have been hooked ever since. Here's my current situation. I am 19 years old and live with my boyfriend. I currently am 6 months pregnant and miserable. My boyfriend doesn't have a job, and I am the only one working. All he does is play video games all day. I'm worried about my future and have no one else to talk to. I never knew my dad, and my mother died 2 years ago. Please, ladies, I need some womanly advice. Oh, wow, Michelle, God bless your heart. Thank you so much for tuning in. I feel so bad that you're miserable and you're 6 months pregnant. Girl, baby daddy, he needs to get a job, and he needs to put those video games down. What do you have to say about this, Renee? My emotions are just all over the place. I feel so bad for her, just for the simple fact.
I really do, because I can, in this particular question, I actually can feel some of her pain. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it was the way that she wrote it in or whatever, but I'm actually sensing a great amount of distress inside of her comment. And the only thing that I can suggest to you, sweetheart, is that you're going to have to take responsibility. You have a child coming into this world who's going to be dependent on you first, because you're the mother. I believe in that tremendously. You're the mother. And so everything is going to fall on you. So you should put your foot down, you know, with him. Explain to him that this baby is coming and he's responsible. And if it was me, I'll be honest with you, I would break the game. Like, I would, the game would be gone. The game would be done, and I would throw a temper tantrum.
I probably would take it to the pawn shop, girl. I don't know about breaking it. She got that baby to take care of now. Come on. You know, she's going to need some of that money. Don't break
the
game.
Well, yeah. Right. Maybe take it to the pawn shop and let him know that you're serious and that things are getting serious and you need him. And explain to him that this baby is coming and you need his help. And sitting around all day playing video games is not doing anything. You're going to need diapers and all kinds of things when it comes to having a baby. And I think that you should you're going to have to take responsibility, and it doesn't sound like you have too many people to lean on. And
I'm
so sorry to hear that. That makes everything a lot harder for you. But once your baby's here, you're going to be filled with so much joy and happiness. That's what children do. They bring so much immense happiness to your life. So you'll kind of get over that a little bit, but you're going to have a lot of responsibility, and you're going to need his help. So I would start putting my foot down now.
Definitely.
And trying to get him to do what he needs to do.
I totally agree with you, Renee. So, Rachel, I hope that helps, sweetheart. And please, write in again. I want to know what's going on with you. Our next...
Keep in touch.
Definitely. Our next call is coming from Kim. Well, she emailed. She's from Las Vegas. And she says, Noelle, me and my baby daddy have been together for 6 years. Our relationship is great, and I love him. My situation is that he has the need to continue to go out to strip clubs with his boys every Saturday night while I'm stuck at home raising our 4 children, all who are under 6 years old. My girlfriends seem to think that it's okay. What do you think? I don't think it's okay, Kim. What, are you serious? Every Saturday night he's at the strip club, and you're home alone raising 4 children, and they're all under 6 years old, and he's out at the strip club? All that money, honey, needs to stay in your household. So you really need to have a serious conversation with your baby daddy and let him know that this behavior is not acceptable. And I would have a problem with him going to the strip club anyway every Saturday night. What do you think about that, Renee?
I want to know your opinion. I would have a problem with him going out every Saturday night, period, even if it wasn't the strip club. Like, I would feel as though that he would need to either be home with me, or we could even be planning date nights, or I could be stripping for him one of those nights. I would imagine that he's spending money that you probably don't have to be going outside of the household.
That's
what
I was saying.
For inside the home. And I would have a problem with that. And I think that you should talk to your baby daddy and let him know that maybe he should limit his going out to maybe once or maybe twice a month at the most. Like, you're not
trying to totally
cut him off with his friends, and you understand that he needs his guy time, and,
right,
you know, he still wants to live his life and so on and so forth, but it has to be a limit towards it. Every weekend, no, that's out.
No, that's out.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, and you know it's popping in Vegas, okay? And Kim,
right,
I think that you should have a girls' night out sometimes. Let him stay home on Saturday night sometime and watch the kids. There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to be the one that stays home all the time and raise your kids. You deserve to have a girls' night out as well. Listeners, what do you guys think? Call in live, 888-627-6008. So, Renee, do you think that's fair? Don't you think that girls, that we need a night out as well?
Definitely. I think it's good for the relationship. I think it's good for being a parent. You know, we all get caught up with being a girlfriend, a spouse, work, family, children, that you need some time to go out, especially when you're still, you know, young. And I think anything under 50 years old would be considered still young.
So that's right.
You need time to live your life. No one wants to just constantly only work and parent all the time.
That's
so
right. You need an outlet.
She should implement a night out. There's 4 weekends in a month. One should be allocated to friends, opposite, so the other one can babysit, and one towards each other. You still have to keep the spark alive in your relationship. I think you should at least have one date night a week, a weekend a month as well. So if you implement those things inside that month, that's going to limit him hanging out with his friends every weekend.
Exactly.
So maybe she should bring it to him like that and say, you know, well, I need a weekend to hang out with my girlfriends on Saturday, and
mm-hmm.
I think we should implement a date night a weekend, and that's going to only leave him maybe a weekend a month to hang out with his friends. And then he maybe won't feel as like you're trying to come in between his friends and him hanging out. You're just trying to implement more time to yourself and to your relationship. So I think that's a good way to try to kind of steer away from wanting him to hang out or be. I don't think it's so much of the issue of being at the strip club or any of that, because let's be clear, at the club or hanging out, there's always women around. So I'm not anti-strip club. I'm not anti-strip club. I just don't think he's spending too much time during being gone during the month.
Exactly. And the only reason that I had with the strip club was if he was making it rain, you know, I think that money should stay in the household. That's the only problem, you know, that I had with the strip club. So I hope that helps you, Kim. And make sure you get that girl's night out, girl. Okay. Our next question is coming from Jasmine from Reno, Nevada. This is for Renee. Being biracial myself, you're like the calendar biracial girl, aren't you?
I'm thinking so, lately, and I don't mind.
I know, I love it. This is for Renee. Being biracial myself, how do you deal with strangers asking you, what are you mixed with? It irks me so much that now when they ask me that question, I simply say, I'm mixed with crazy. I love it. I love it. What are you mixed with? I'm mixed with crazy.
I've been there before.
Laughing. I'm laughing. But obviously, it's a touchy situation for Jasmine. And I'm pretty sure, Renee, that you can relate to this. Has this ever happened to you before?
We're
a complete stranger.
It's a constant thing. It's a constant thing that every time I go somewhere or
really?
I meet new people, it's the first thing out of their mouth. Oh, what are you mixed with? What are you mixed with? What are you mixed with? And no matter, usually I've done that before. Oh, I'm mixed with crazy and bipolar. Or I'll just come up with anything. Or it got to a particular point in my life where I was like, I'm whatever you want me to be.
Wow.
Because I started to notice that even though I would answer them, mm-hmm. they would still imply that I was whatever they thought I was from the beginning. So whether it was Puerto Rican or Hawaiian or Spanish or whatever they initially thought I was, mm-hmm. even though I would say, well, I'm mixed with black and white or whatever, you know, give them the, sometimes they even want you to give you the whole breakdown.
Like well, what's your mom and what's your dad?
Yeah, who's this and who's that and, you know,
wow.
what percentage and all of that. I think it's something that you just kind of got to deal with, you know, and people are just naturally curious. And when they can't identify, this is one of the perks of being biracial, I think, as well as one of the problems. It's that they can't automatically identify what your race is. So they're curious. They want to know. They ask. They ask questions. So I don't think that you should necessarily get offended. I know it's hard, girl, because it's uh-huh. irritating. But I think it's just something you just got to kind of, like, go with the flow. You know, personally, for me, last summer, I kind of made a joke of it. And every time somebody asked me what was I mixed with, I would be like, panda, 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 panda. You know, so... you got to kind of, like, go with it, you know, and just kind of have fun with it. You know, before that, I was doing the Halle Berry thing, you know, so just mm-hmm. kind of embrace it and just go with it. People are just naturally curious. I don't think they're trying to be offensive, so I don't
right.
think you can jump raw with them, you know, and kind of go down their throat or whatever because they're just naturally curious. So kind of just have fun with it. Let it go. I know it's hard being a biracial person in America, but you kind of just got to be relaxed with it. Just kind of let it go. Just have fun with it. And if it makes you feel good to not answer them, don't. You don't automatically have to explain yourself to people when they ask you a question. And none of your business. You know, if you don't want to answer the question, just don't answer it. Do whatever makes you feel right.
So have you ever taken it personally, Renee, like when someone asked you, you know, what you were mixed with?
I used to get a little bothered by it because it's something that always happens, like, continuously, and you just get kind of tired of answering the question. So, yeah, it used to really bother me. I kind of got over it as I got older because I started to realize that it's not like people being, you know, they're not trying to pick at you. They're just naturally curious.
Right. We are very naturally curious. So I hope that that does help a little bit, Jasmine. And I just loved your response with the "I mix with crazy." That was just so funny to me. Enjoy the rest of your day, Jasmine. Listeners, I want to know your current situation.
What's your situation?
Call in live at 888-627-6008. Or if you just have a comment or an opinion. All right. Well, you know what? I have another question, and it's for both ladies, and it's coming from Sabrina from Inglewood, California. It says, ladies, if you had to choose a new mate, which would you prefer? Number one, someone who has been married 3 or more times and had kids with each former spouse, or someone who has never been married but has children with 3 or more people. Wow. I don't think I could deal with someone that has been married 3 or more times. I don't know. That just sends out a red flag to me.
Right. I think that marriage is a long-term commitment, and when you get married, you're making a vow to yourself and to God that you're going to make things work. And obviously sometimes things happen and that's not, can't happen, okay? But 3 or 4 times?
Yes.
That means you just not getting the concept of marriage. So I would have more of a problem with somebody that's able to a habitual marrier in comparison to someone that just was having relationships and maybe they had children together, but they, because you can have a child with someone and not even be in a committed relationship with them.
Exactly.
You can decide that you guys want to have a baby and you're going to raise this child and love this child and take very good care of this child without even really having a romantic relationship. That happens all the time with sperm donors and people that aren't able to have children and people that just want children without the relationship. So I would be very more scared personally of someone that's been married multiple times and wasn't able to fulfill their commitment. That would be a warning sign to me. I really don't think I would want to be involved with someone that does that.
Me too. That was definitely a red flag. So
definitely.
I guess we both pick number one.
We agree. Yay. We agree on something today.
We agreed on a couple of things in a weird type of way today. But callers, I want to know your thoughts, your opinion, your comments. Call
well,
in
shout
live.
Shout out to production this show for allowing us the time and the opportunity to get to a lot of these questions. I just wanted to say that we're not ignoring you guys. We're taking the questions as we can, and we're trying to get to everybody, but we just can't within the limited time of the show. So if we don't get to your question, I'm
yes.
so sorry.
Yes.
But maybe resubmit because we have a lot of emails and we have a lot of stuff coming in. So we appreciate you. Keep that coming. But shout out to production for giving us the opportunity to try to answer everyone's question that we can get to within a limited time. Shout out to BBS Radio. Thanks, you guys, for listening, and keep those questions and comments coming in.
Thank you guys so much. And hey, you guys have to get my book. It's Poetic Situations. Oh, you guys will love the book. You can look it up at www.poeticsituation. Oh, what a show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Shout out to Doug at BBS Radio. Thank you, Renee. It was such a great show. Thank you, listeners, for listening.
You. And if you guys have any personal questions that you want to get to that maybe possibly we're not answering at the show, you can always hit me up on my Facebook and get at me in my DMs. And it's Nene Stay On. I love all my friend requests. I always accept. And anything that you guys want to get at me, hit me up on Facebook, Nene Stay On.
Thanks, listeners. Have a great day.